Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. It's music to the ears of procrastinators. Heard earlier on All Things Considered, applicants can ask for more time as part of the Affordable Care Act enrollment process. Let's bookmark our thoughts with Alana Gordon from the WHYY Health and Science Department. Alana, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the Obama administration is loath to call this an extension. How can we think of it?
Earlier today, Julie Bataille, she is a spokesperson with the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, was on a phone call with reporters. What she said is that the deadline to enroll in health insurance through the healthcare marketplaces this year is March 31st. That is Monday. However, they're anticipating that there may be an influx of people who've waited till the last minute. For those people that may have had trouble getting through, they'll be given a limited additional amount of time to enroll in a health plan.
Just like Election Day, if you are in line when the polls close, you get to vote. We won't close the door on those who tried to get covered and were unable to do so through no fault of their own.
You know, I stopped by some enrollment events this week and have been checking in with application counselors. And some of the issues that I've seen come up and other people have told me is ID verifications. The way that your ID is verified as you apply for health insurance through the marketplace is actually through a consumer credit agency. So if you don't have a credit history or much of one, so let's say you're young or you're low income, then the system can't necessarily identify you.
And those are two targeted demographics that the Obama administration would love to have enroll in great numbers.
Exactly. And so what people have to do is submit extra documents. And processing that, I'm told, can take anywhere from a day to 2 days. So again, these are some additional things that might create a longer process that when I've checked in with some of these groups who've heard about this additional limited amount of time for people who have started the enrollment, they're feeling relieved, actually, that there is this additional time.
I can only imagine the difficulty for those for whom English is not the native language.
So I stopped in at Boat People SOS this week. It's a Vietnamese agency in South Philly. And there was Caroline Pitcher. She's a healthcare navigator certified. And she was there with Tran Len, who's interested in getting insurance. She does not speak English, so they have this cell phone on speaker with an interpreter, and they've got the computer in front of them. And here is Caroline Pitcher trying to ask if Tran Len has any dependents, because that's part of the process of figuring out your tax status and your household income.
It means people that you claim on your taxes as part of your family. Ví dụ em đang take care mẹ em thì có phải gọi là lệ thuộc hay là không?
I'm taking care of my mother. Is my mother one of the dependents?
Do you put your mother on your taxes when you file for taxes?
Khi mà em khai thuế, em có để tên của mẹ em vào.
Có.
Yes.
Then yes, she is a dependent if you put her on your taxes.
So I have to tell you, this meeting took over 2 hours, and they weren't even able to finish the process in terms of Tran Len picking out a plan. So it's a lot of things are getting down to the wire. On the other hand, the director of BPSOS, this agency, tells me that this whole dynamic of having these health insurance options now is starting to break this culture of silence. Because so many people who've been uninsured, maybe work in the service industry, don't have health insurance access, suddenly are now getting coverage and starting to address chronic health conditions that they may have just been ignoring. So that's the flip side.
So let's get back to those procrastinators. We're getting close to the drop-dead moment when this has to be done. How should they proceed?
The website has gotten a lot better, although we don't know with this influx of visitors that health officials are anticipating how that's going to affect the website. But of course, going through the website healthcare.gov for those federal marketplaces here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, is where people can go to sign up if they want health insurance. Depending on your situation, if you don't have health insurance, you may have to pay a penalty. There's also the federal helpline, which is 1-800-318-2596. On newsworks.org, you can also find some links to where you can find out more information about that.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you.
WHYY's Alana Gordon on Newsworks Tonight.